95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, man.
So Monday, I went to a wedding.
Yes. Oh, we're saying who it is.
We can.
Yeah, it's our pal Aisa.
Who we love and worked with many years at the other station.
She's the best. Yeah. I'm so happy for her. She's
same.
Great. Yeah.
So I'm sitting at the table at the reception.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed this guy at the table to the right, and he looks like Dave Grohl. If Dave Grohl was 15 years older.
Right.
And
future Dave Grohl.
He was also like a little unkempt.
Unkempt future Dave Grohl.
Yes.
Okay. So I get the picture.
I'm sitting next to another person that I worked with forever at the other station and mm-hmm. loved.
Yeah.
And I say to him, hey, check out homeless Dave Grohl over there.
Right. Thinking, as you do.
Thinking that's a funny.
Let's have a laugh at everyone's expense. Right. Sure.
He goes, he laughs. Uh-huh. And he goes, that's my dad.
Was he serious?
Yep, that was his dad.
Oh,
that was his dad.
Wait.
But his dad gets it all the time and thinks it's funny too. They have a great sense.
So yeah, I mean,
thank God.
You're talking about Adrian?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he would laugh. Yes. I can know some people would be very upset.
Why do you have to out every person I'm talking about? What's wrong with you?
Well, because you know, I would be concerned for your safety otherwise if it were some other people we know.
Right, but I don't want to.
I won't name the people over there that would be upset.
Okay.
Like if you had said that.
Right. Yes.
I could.
Hey, check out homeless Dave Grohl. He's my dad. Okay, great. So instant regrets.
Oh my God.
Is what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. It barely got out of your mouth and you wished you could take it back.
You're like, don't.
Yep.
What was I thinking?
I had one other that is the ultimate.
Yeah,
and
is
it
this
was
the story. I
yes.
think? Oh my God.
And it was a neighbor that I knew well.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm really sorry about the divorce.
Oh, this isn't even the one I thought. Okay.
And he said, what divorce?
Oh!
And I realized that I had been talking to the woman, but not the man. Yeah.
How much longer before they called it quits?
I mean, it was in the process.
So you told our neighbor before you told me?
Yeah, pretty much.
Had to have been a conversation.
Pretty much, yeah.
You are...
Wait, what's the one
awesome.
You were thinking of?
Do you really want me to mention it?
Yeah.
Something about a leg.
I was
I
was at a radio station in Phoenix, and I was on the floor, like, putting away some records or something.
Right.
And all I saw was a crutch came in, and the crutch was next to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to make fun of whoever it was for spraining their ankle or hurting their knee or whatever. And I said, hey, what's with the leg? And then I turned and looked. And she didn't have a leg.
Oh, my God.
She had one leg, but not the second. So I said, honestly, I didn't know. I didn't. She goes, I know you didn't look.
You're my idol, dude.
No, what are you talking about? These are all cringeworthy things.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Instant,
wonderful stories.
Instant regret. That is what we're looking for at 818.
Mine's always slow burn. I've said so much horrible stuff over the years, but it's like years later I go, oh my God, what was I thinking? Why did I say that?
Yeah, that'd be better. That'd be a lot better.
Oh, but the instant regret we want to hear.
Check out homeless Dave Grohl to his son. That's insane.
Know, that's my dad.
818-955-KLOS.
$5,800. We might give that away later. Not right now.
Not
but
right
later.
Now. Don't call right now, but we'll tell you when to call. Right now, we're talking about instant regrets. Came out of your mouth, and you wanted to take it back maybe before it finished leaving.
We need a delete button for life.
Yes, correct. Yes, that happened to you?
I used to work at Sears,
mm-hmm.
and I was, like, looking down, like, not doing anything, and somebody was in front of me, and I said, I'll be with you in a moment, ma'am, and this guy was like, I'm a man. Oh, my God.
Dude, when I had long-ass hair, that happened to me almost daily.
He had, like, a mustard, like, orange, like... It looked like a blouse on. Like,
I used to wear things that look like blouses,
like,
too.
What in my eye? Like, who wears that?
Me.
So weird.
Oh, so you,
me.
Did. You did see him. Okay, great. Thank you.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Jim. I'm from Glendora.
Hi there. Instant regrets?
We were in Vegas one time in a pool, and I had my brother-in-law with me, and we were all getting a little tipsy, and he was talking to this one girl at the pool, and I was walking up to him, and I walked up to her, and I said, hey, you know who you look like? To the girl, she goes, what? She goes, you look like Aunt B. You know, Mayberry, Aunt B.
Right.
And it blew everything. He goes, he's looking at me. He goes, dude, shut the hell up. What the hell are you doing? I'm trying to pick up on a girl right here. I'm thinking, dude, I'm sorry. My wife grabs me and pulls me away.
Why is he picking up Aunt
B? Yeah. You did him a favor.
Right. He needs to move on.
Yeah. Like
Aunt B. Oh, she has a, little, he has a thing robot, for that.
He had that look.
Aunt B's hot. I'm going to go get Aunt B over there.
Thank you for calling me on. I would be embarrassed if my friend said that and I was like, that's who I'm hitting on.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Instant regrets, please.
I was at a NASCAR race like so long ago.
Right.
We were in the pits. I saw this driver, ironically named Dick Trickle, and I said,
yes.
I said, good job, guy. And he just like looked at me and then he drove off. And the next thing I saw was the car he just crashed.
What?
He had crashed the car?
He crashed because of you?
No, he had already crashed and he was on his way.
Oh!
Like,
you know, like, so he thought you were making fun of him.
Yeah, he thought you were like, ah, you're so dumb.
You said good job like you were making fun of him. Hilarious.
Yeah, good
That's
job,
a good
guy.
One. Right on.
Excellent.
That's beautiful. That's what we're looking for. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Instant regrets. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, on the new update on iPhone, you can edit what you just texted. You can change what you just said.
Thank God.
We need that in real life.
We really do.
That's not what I said.
Because I was at a wedding on Monday, and I said, check out homeless Dave Grohl. And the guy next to me, who I knew well, said, yeah, that's my dad. So we're asking for instant regrets. You have one?
Yes. I was about 17 years old, and I was going into the bathroom, and I saw my mother naked.
Ooh.
And she got all freaked out, and I said, look, Mom, nobody wants to see that shriveled up, wrinkled body.
No, you didn't. You thought,
I wasn't peeking. It's disgusting. You're grotesque.
You thought that. You didn't say that to your mom.
I actually said it to my mother.
Oh, my God.
Hey, dude, listen, here, I got one for you along the same lines. I actually said to my mom one time when I was pretty young, I'm like, I don't know why. What's the big deal when people call you a son of a bitch? They're just calling you a son.
Wow.
And she's like, yes, but they're saying that I'm a bitch.
Wow.
I haven't put two and two together.
You said that to your mom.
I did. So, yeah. Dude, I feel your pain.
Thank you.
Right on, man. 818-955-KLOS. That was an instant regret.
We are taking your instant regrets. We're talking about instant regrets. You have one?
So I had a friend who, their baby was born and was in the NICU. And mm-hmm. I actually was able to visit just real quick. So I say to my friend, you know, at least he has all of his 10 fingers and toes. And guess what? He didn't. I felt so terrible.
Of course. Yeah. But you didn't know. They know you didn't know, right?
Yeah. No, and why did I say that?
That's what people always say, though.
No,
you
they
know?
Don't.
It's sort of like, no, they do. You're like, oh, well, he's born with it. But I guess you find out first if they did or not. But yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Listen. Yeah,
totally understandable.
Right away.
You live and learn.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Instant regrets.
So this was actually my wife, but she was working at a restaurant. And she offered somebody something, and they said no. And without hesitation, she corrected them and said, no, thank you.
Oh,
and
I love it.
We have little kids at home, so we're trying to teach them some manners.
Sure, of course.
It naturally spilled over to the real world.
You know, if kids would just behave themselves and learn their manners, we wouldn't have these kind of problems.
Right? KLOS, hello.
I was working at a nostalgia club down in Orange County, and as we're closing, some regulars said, hey, you want to drink some beers in the local park? And I'm thinking that's kind of a bust, isn't it? But they must know, they're regulars.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out there drinking beers with a bunch of guys and all that, and I figure I have one last little hit of the Maragahuchi left, and I figure, well, let's not Bogart, let's share with our
look at you being so nice.
And
nice,
so I just think that's the hospital thing to do. They're giving
course.
Beers, right?
Of course,
100%.
And so I walk over to him and I hand him the little hash pipe, and he says, what's that? I said, well, what do you think it is? And he says, come here. And he pulls me aside. He says, see, I'm with the PD, and that man over there is my boss.
Ah,
what? You got busted?
And the guy who was his boss called him over, and I just thought, you know, it's getting late. I think it's time we called him.
Yeah.
For the beer, guys.
Nice. Yeah. And did you get away scot-free?
Yep.
Woo! And did they come back into the bar after that?
Well, I have just as much or more dirt on them than they had on me. So.
I like it when it works
that's
that way.
Good. Look at you, you're trying to be nice. You're trying to share a little weed.
Right?
It turned out it's the buzz.
Yeah. But man, I still, even though I knew that, I just couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Sure.
Yeah,
of course not.
We're talking instant regrets. KLOS, hello.
I lived up in Reading, and I lived about 30 miles out of town with my dad. And at the end of the bus route, this guy named George Truman, he lived up there. And by the time he picked me up, he had at least a dozen kids in the bus. So you know how it's us as young boys in 17, whatever, high school, whatever, full of f***ing vinegar.
Sure.
We're in the back, and we always stir it up with them. And you can look in that mirror, and you can see them glaring at us. I said, egged me on. I said, you know what, George? I said, you're going to be half the man your mother was. Oh, my gosh. I never seen somebody pull a bus over the side of my life. I had to sit in the front seat for 3 weeks. I never seen somebody be so reckless and pulling a bus over and drag my ass up there. So for 3 weeks.
That's crazy.
That's beautiful.
That's good for calling.
Very funny thing to say to him. Thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking, actually the internet was talking about this picture for a long time, of the United States with the funniest city names.
The naughty city names?
In each state.
I love this. I'm 12. It made me laugh.
Same.
Over. I haven't seen all of them, though, in a long time. Refresh my memory.
For example, the funniest city name in the state of Washington is Hump Tulips. In Oregon, it's Wanker's Corner.
Wanker's Corner!
How does that get by?
I don't know, but we need to move up there.
Isn't that weird?
Wanker's Corner. Why?
Nevada is Sugar Bunker.
Bunker. I think I know.
Yeah, which is probably where that came from.
You know, I mean, you got to dig into the history of why they named these towns these insanely hilarious things.
That is a great question. There is Cummertown.
Excuse me?
It's in North Dakota.
I've been there.
And next to it is Cummings.
Right, sure, okay. It's a busy little area.
And Goshen Hole, I think, is Iowa, I want to say.
Idaho.
Beaver City is a state.
Woo!
Is a
city. Yeah, I know that one. Yeah, Beaver City. That's a good one.
Hooker.
Where's that?
That is in whatever state right above Texas.
Should be in Nevada.
What's the state right above Texas?
Who knows? I don't know.
Okay.
Kansas?
I'm realizing how little I know about the states. Oklahoma is the answer.
Oh, okay. It's okay.
Next to Oklahoma is, I'm going to act like I know now, Arkansas.
Kansas.
And Wiener.
The city of Wiener.
The city of Wiener is in Arkansas, yes.
That's a wonderful place to not go.
Yes,
that's
correct.
A place to avoid at all costs.
Let's see. The funniest city name in, I believe it's Alabama, is Butts.
Butts.
B-U-T-T-S. Dick, I believe, is in Michigan. Dick, Michigan.
Richard, Michigan, yeah.
Pee-wee.
Pee-wee. Where's Pee-wee Herman from?
Is a city in the United States. In Wisconsin, perhaps? I'm not sure.
Pee-wee.
It's funny, until you look at a list like this, how little you know the states of the United States.
Well, you and I, anyway. I don't know.
All right, listen. We're going to have to go with South Carolina.
Yes.
The city's name is Sugar D***s. That is
Mel Gibson's favorite town.
That's the name
what?
Of a city.
What?
Sorry, I made it plural. Sugar D***.
Oh, it's just one.
Is the name
of
a city.
Well, that's even worse, somehow.
You don't even have two.
What did you want to talk about?
Faking a cough and calling in sick when you're not.
So you're actually setting the stage, aren't you? Because you're wearing your coat. You look a little peaked. You're pretending you don't feel good.
I haven't felt good in a week and a half.
I took my 2 weeks off. You're going to take a month now, right?
I mean, maybe. So
I don't blame you, man.
So Career Builders released their roundup of the year's most unbelievable excuses.
Oh,
these
beautiful.
Are real excuses that people called in sick for.
Right.
Here are the top excuses from their representative sampling of 2,203 companies.
Wow. That's a good sampling.
Number 10, employee just put a casserole in the oven. These are real.
So they can't come into work?
Right.
Because the house will burn down.
Number 9.
Or whatever.
Employees plastic surgery for enhancement repurposes needed some tweaking to get it just right.
We had a guy that worked at the other station that had some tweaking
that
problems.
That is true, yes.
He was happy to talk about it on the radio.
And almost choked another employee.
Yeah.
Employee was sitting in the bathroom and her feet and legs fell asleep. When she stood up, she fell and broke her ankle.
I would buy that. I've been there. I buy that. I didn't break my ankle.
Why are you sitting on the toilet?
You know, you get bored.
What?
You're texting people.
No.
You're sexting people.
No. Employer had been at the casino all weekend and still had money left to play with on Monday morning.
That's my excuse. What's it doing in there?
Number six, employee woke up in a good mood and didn't want to ruin it.
Honesty. That's perfect.
I would let that person have that day off. Yeah. I mean, an employee had a lucky night, quote unquote, and didn't know where he was. I think I would let that guy go too.
It's a crawl of shame.
Number four, employee got stuck in the blood pressure machine at a grocery store and couldn't get out.
That's from Dawn of the Dead. Remember that guy that got stuck in the blood pressure machine and the zombie came along and tore his arm off?
I do.
The blood pressure machine at a grocery store. You know, they used to do the check your blood pressure. Yeah.
The sleeve. Yeah,
they had those. Stuck in it and he wasn't able to get out, and that's his excuse.
Number three, employee had a gallstone they wanted to heal holistically.
Oh my God.
Number two, employee caught their uniform on fire by putting it in the microwave to dry. And number one, and this is a
true answer.
This is a true, somebody actually called in sick with this. Mm-hmm. Employee accidentally got on a plane.
I'll be cruising at 20,000 feet.
I don't even understand that.
I need to call in sick.
I'm on a plane.
I'm on a plane.
I'm not sure how I got here.
Do you believe it was last week when I was in Vegas that Kevin binged Tom Petty on the Give Me Five? And in about 5 minutes, we are going to binge Def Leppard. So what Joe Elliott and Friends songs do you want to hear? Be ready to call with that in about five at five. It's all about Def Leppard. On our precious Give Me Five today. Five songs in a row with a theme. Today we're going to binge Death.
Songs in a row.
It's going to be bitching. It's going to be gnarly. If you have a favorite Def Leppard song, hit us up 818-955-KLOS. It is Give Me Five. Hello, KLOS.
So Def Leppard, I got a great story. I go to Nashville every year and they always have bands playing on every floor. I go to Kid Rock's place and whenever there's a band up there, I pay $50 to play a Def Leppard song. But the drummer has to play it with one arm.
And how does that go over?
The first time, a guy rocked it. Second time, not so well. Third time, he was okay. I'm going back in next week, so we'll see how they do it this time.
Nice. That's awesome. What a great idea, man. You know, since it worked so well the first time, you probably thought it was going to be, like, easy all along, right?
Oh, man, the first guy stuffed his arm in his shirt and just ripped it.
That's awesome. Hello.
Wasted.
Nice one. Very cool. You know, there's a song by Camper Van Beethoven. It's called Wasted. I love that song, all about being a surfer in a waste case, and that's not what you're asking for. Who are you?
This is Gary from Castaic.
Gary from Castaic. Wasted. Def Leppard on the Gimme Five.
Thank you.
On Through the Night from that, for Gary and Castaic, Wasted, 95.5 KLOS. It's Gimme Five. It is binging Def Leppard today. Hello.
Hey there, I have a request.
Okay.
How about Saturday Night High and Dry?
Nice one, very cool. Who's this?
Mark from Los Angeles.
Mark, have you always been a Def Leppard fan?
Yes, I saw them with Motley Crue this past summer.
Oh, man, the long, long, long postponed stadium tour. How was it?
It was very good. I enjoyed it a lot, and they sounded really good.
Yeah, they still got it, which is good. All right, Mark, we're going to play some exciting commercial messages, and then we'll do your Def Leppard is Gimme Five continues in a matter of moments.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, man. That's me.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba Booey.
Man fired for not being fun enough at work.
Wait, was he an undertaker?
Wins the right to be boring at work.
Oh, went to court with it. How boring.
A French court recently ruled that the man was fired from a consulting firm.
A consulting firm.
For not being fun enough.
I mean, is it publicity? Are they trying? Did they come up? Is it creative? I mean, what the hell kind of?
Here's what I'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
They were arguing that he was difficult to work with and a poor listener. And simply boring.
What are you saying?
The company does a fun-based approach.
Oh, shut up.
So they would get together for drinks after work.
Right.
And everyone would go.
I mean, he had to have known this going in.
And this guy didn't want to go for drinks.
He's like, nah, well, you shouldn't take that job then, I suppose.
The employee, on the other hand, said that he refused to partake in that.
Yeah.
And they also had a weird, I gotta tell you, it's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard, but it's some type of sex game.
Woo!
that they also played as a team building.
Viva la France! Mm-hmm. They have a lot of fun over yonder.
he said that he was not going to, quote, consume large quantities of alcohol or share a bed with a colleague afterwards.
I do hate this guy. I mean, that's ideal. That's the American way. That's what we all want, but it's been shut down here.
That's the dream if you're single.
Yes, yes.
So they fired him.
I can't believe that.
For not being fun enough. And then he went to court and they reinstated him. They said he could be as boring as he wants. You can't fire him for not doing that.
I mean, what was the meeting like? I mean, it had to have been insulting as hell. We can't stand you, Bob. You're so boring and you won't have sex with Joe over here.
You're so dull.
He wants you to lay down with him after you drank this entire bottle of whiskey.
Apparently, there's some kind of game that they play where they end up with two employees randomly.
What year is
who
this?
Who spend the night together.
Mad Men in the 60s?
In the same
hell?
Bed. I don't
hot,
know.
Hot, hot.
I don't know, but if I was single, there? I would apply. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Woo! Actually, with the Sluggo.
Yeah, how about that? Weird. Sluggo's back.
Weird being here.
I would like to mention our charity.
Yes.
We are having an event tomorrow. It's called Friends and Helpers, and we talk about it from time to time, and it's supporting women and children from abused relationships. They run away, they go to shelters, and then we help them get on their feet and find a new job and a new life and a new place. And it's a great charity. And every penny that you spend goes to the actual people.
Which is so rare. Good on y'all for doing that.
We're having an event at the Goodman Building in Irvine tomorrow. December 3rd, tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. There's going to be stocking stuffing and gift drops offs. And if you don't have anything, gift cards, you can get a gift card for money, for Target, for whatever, and drop those off. And we can take monetary donations as well at the site. And I will be there tomorrow, and it's at the Goodman Building in Irvine.
I mean, if you're looking for something to do that's good to help someone out, this is a really good cause. I mean, those people in that situation are usually so screwed. You're just so out there on your own. So where? Again, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m.
It is at Goodman Building, 18201. Van Carmen Avenue in Irvine.
Cool. See you there tomorrow.
Let's talk about office holiday Christmas parties because they're always terrible. Is that just my impression?
No, I mean, well, you would think radio would be really fun, but I've never been to one that didn't turn into absolute chaos in some
way. Office Christmas parties for the holidays.
It's terrible.
There are a lot of ways they could go south.
Yeah.
One way is that it's you have to be there. It's mandatory.
Right.
That's one
Come
of the
have
ways.
Fun. You have to.
One of the other ways that it's terrible is they do it at work on a work day.
Oh,
at lunch or something.
Worse. But at least on those, there's generally not the one that really sets it all on fire.
Which is true.
Alcohol.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
That's the one that, like, oh my God.
I will say that we at the other place had one.
I can't even guess which one because there were some really bad ones.
I know.
Really bad ones.
Oh.
There was one on a boat.
I don't think they were any good.
There was one. I just can't.
Because they would never let the people who the promotions department.
Who are experts at
throw parties,
throwing parties.
Right. They would never let them do it.
No.
So it was
we made a deal with this company and you need to be there.
So there was a Joan Rivers impersonator.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And somebody had given the Joan Rivers impersonator some personal information about people that worked there. And like,
that's an understatement.
Serious
too, by the way.
Information.
Yes. Personal, not funny information.
Like, for example, I'm not going to use any names,
no,
but
if you were at the party, you know,
somebody was,
no one will forget.
I don't know, an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. As we were speaking of.
And the Joan Rivers impersonator brought that up.
I mean, what's funnier than that in front of your coworkers?
And
what?
Said person stood up and ran from the room.
Sure. Yes. I mean, and this was going on for a while.
Nothing says the baby Jesus like that.
Read the room. When you're not getting laughs and people are like, oh, no, you stop. You pull it back.
I don't know, because if you're a Joan Rivers impersonator, do you really?
Because she was getting laughs. She still got laughs. She always knew, well, this one's not going. Or if you get like, oh, this was like, oh, no.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, it was obvious.
It was awful.
Woo!
And that was also the one where my former partner Bean's wife and I ordered pizza to our table. Had it delivered to our table,
this
and it was
a really nice place.
It was great,
and the food was terrible.
It had little fish looking at you with its eyes.
I actually stole
it looking in my food's eyes.
I stole your idea, and I did it at my high school reunion. Like we had pizza delivered to this hotel with this horrible, and just
pizza's
for our table.
Always the answer.
Yes, it was great. Right, thank you for that great idea.
Terrible office holiday Christmas parties at 818-955-KLOS. You suffered through one. Somebody thought it was a great idea. Somebody got too drunk. It was at work. It was mandatory. It was in January. That happens sometimes.
Yep.
Office holiday Christmas parties.
Boss is out on his yacht, so we're going to have to do it in January.
Went south. And we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about bad office holiday Christmas parties. KLOS, you have one?
I hate to admit this one, but I don't work there anymore, so I'm going to.
Okay, good.
But we were at the company for Christmas party, and we were tailgating, trying to, you know, get ourselves to go inside. And I had a bunch of the warehouse workers, and we were all just hanging out and having a good time. And before I know it, I bust out some red lipstick and drew a penis on the car next to me. Turned out it was the company attorney.
I'm sorry, the company's attorney?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, what you did is great.
Yes.
And I hope you never doubt that.
Yes.
What happened?
So when I realized that, you know, the next day that I actually did do this, I went back to work and they never said anything. Nobody ever accused me of it because I don't wear red lipstick.
Excellent. Well done.
Well done. Nicely.
Are you up for hire? Will you draw lipstick penises on cars at parties?
Unemployed.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Perfect. 818-955-KLOS.
Office holiday nightmares.
Black Sheep Dorothy is who that is. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Just the sort of stuff you hear Sunday nights at 8 o'clock with our pal Matt Penfield on KLOS's new and approved show.
That's a great show. Mm-hmm. We were talking about office holiday Christmas parties that went south. You have one?
I work for a trucking company, and the trucking company was having a lot of accident, so he decided he would buy us these things that go and look like a horse collar, go on your neck, and they'll heat up your neck, and you plug them in the cigarette lighter and it vibrates. So they thought you're going to be more relaxed, there'll be less accidents.
That's ridiculous. Guys, wow, that's weird.
It went bad. Guys,
really?
Had more accidents because they were falling asleep.
Sure.
No.
Exactly.
I'm so stupid.
But wait, so how is this a Christmas party?
It was
He got him.
Christmas presents for all
gotcha,
of us.
Gotcha. All right, you're going to need to plug in, and you're going to need to drive around with this from now on, and then you're going to die.
Yeah. You'll feel more relaxed, so you'll just crash and you won't feel it as well.
Yeah, I think that's great. That's good advice.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I would like a vibrating thing for Christmas.
Hey, fellas, happy Friday.
Right back at you.
To you as well. Terrible office holiday parties.
Oh, my gosh. My ex employer, he would have his Christmas party on Christmas Eve.
Oh, come on.
Really?
We would work a half day, and then we would go to this really nice restaurant, and the food was really good.
Who cares?
Because if you didn't go, you didn't get your bonus.
Right.
If you didn't go, you don't get your bonus.
Wow.
Right. So I went there. I got my bonus. I looked at it. He took pay out of our bonus because he paid us for the Friday after Thanksgiving, so that came out of our bonus.
So he didn't
pay you for the Friday after Thanksgiving. That, yeah, we were shorted our bonus. I just vomited all over his truck.
All that really good food.
Hey, I'm sorry, I couldn't hold my liquor. My bad.
Hilarious.
Good job. That's the right thing to do.
Well done.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Wow, on Christmas Eve. Can you?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You dick.
Right?
Wow. 818-955-KLOS.
Office holiday Christmas nightmare parties.
Love playing those local yokels who've been out on the road for quite a while now, off and on Dirty Honey. That is Rolling Sevens.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We found out the funniest cities in each state today, and the number one, I believe, is Sugar Tits in South Carolina.
Yeah, you can't really beat it. I mean, you got to write that on your envelopes to grandma, Christmas cards.
It's pretty great.
It is pretty great, actually.
We found out you can't hold your nose, close your mouth, and hum.
Oh.
It isn't possible.
Remember, you're right.
Right?
Yeah, you'll start choking to
death. Thank you for showing us.
I'm willing to try, though.
And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Listen closely. Can you hear that?
They're coming.
Excuse me?
Your relatives from back east, they're heading our way for the holidays. So we've got 4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort. You can go to the Disney California Adventure. Iffin, you're caller 13 right now. You'll experience the Disney Festival of Holidays and Disney Viva Navidad Street Party. Kevin, where are you? You're the only one who can say that. He does it so well. Magic is the holidays now through January 8th. And if you call right this second, you're caller 13.
Yes, good afternoon, KLOS Radio. How may I assist you, and who are you?
Vanessa,
I want you to look into the camera and tell everybody at home that you're caller 13.
I'm caller 13.
Vanessa, well said. You know what that means, right?
What's that mean?
You get a nice hard slap in the face.
Yep. Yeah, right.
Come on down and collect your nice hard slap in the face.
That's so fine.
Oh, and Disneyland Resort tickets, a 4-pack of tickets.
No way, really?
Yeah, just for being caller 13.
Oh my gosh, awesome.
It's the, Disney Festival of Holidays, the Disney Viva Navidad Street Party. Can you say that? I can't say that.
Oh my gosh, no.
And you win. You win, comma, you win, exclamation point.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Awesome.
Uriah Heep played the first of 10 shows at the Olympic Stadium in Moscow. On this day in rock in 1987 is the first hard rock band that Russia allowed to play. U2's Achtung Baby hit number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1991. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album had spent 741 weeks on the Billboard albums chart, finally dropped off until this day in rock in 2014, where it landed at number 13 on the Billboard charts again. That's because Google Play started sharing the album for a mere 99 cents. Metallica tickets up for grabs and another chance to play the $100,000 KLOS name game. It's up to $2,400. That's between now and 4. And Disney tickets later on. Get your dialing finger ready. However it is, you might work it out. Be ready to call us here in just a few minutes for Metallica tickets and another chance to play the $100,000 KLOS name game. What is it about the sound of marching bands, right? If they're good when they're good like that, it's like addictive, ain't it? Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Brian.
Brian, you're caller 13.
Wow, unbelievable.
Do you have a burning desire to see Metallica two nights, August 25th and 27th?
I do.
Well, good, because you're caller 13. That means you're going to SoFi Stadium.
Wow, very cool, man.
You Thank absolutely you. Win, unless you can play the name game with me, then you could win $2,400. Are you willing to play the name game?
Let's do it.
All right. The name game, name game. All right, here's the deal. It is worth $2,400 right this second, and we are looking for an actor who has appeared in more than 20 films. And the last couple of guesses, hold on, I gotta find the last couple of guesses. Christopher Walken and Kevin Costner, but those are wrong! So, who do you think it is?
Well, I have my list here.
Good for you! That's awesome.
It's a very long list. Let's go with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, man, I was sitting there. My finger was hovering over the winner sound. And should I push the button? No, because that's not the right answer. Hell, I almost gave you the right answer just now. But that's not it. But no, who cares, man? You're going to Metallica, dude.
Wow, well, thank you very much.
If you're ready to play the KLOS $100,000 name game, be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. And you can have your shot, $2,600. Good luck.
That's an exciting game.
Hi, KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Cindy, step right up and play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
No kidding.
Wow, that was a nice self-censor. That was impressive.
Thank you very much.
All right, I got $2,600 on the line right this second. What we're looking for is the name of an actor that has appeared in more than 20 motion pictures, 20 films. The last couple of guesses.
How about Michael Caine?
You want to know the last couple of guesses? Sylvester Stallone and Christopher Walken? You don't care?
I want to know the last couple guesses, please.
Yeah, but you know, that's not right either. Damn it! Michael Caine is not right. Damn it! Sorry.
All right.
So let me ask you a question. Do you have a favorite Def Leppard song?
Not really.
Well, you're going to love the Give Me Five today. All right, let's do it. And after that, We'll play the KLOS $100,000 name game. Yeah, baby. You be caller 13 right this second, 818-955-KLOS. And if you are and you can answer my precious stinking question, $2,800 is on the line. Good luck. Caller 13. Call now. Who's this?
It's Mike.
So we got this little game here at KLOS. Mike, the $100,000 name game. You want to play?
Oh, God, hell yeah.
Bitchin'. Awesome. Very cool. All right, what we're looking for right now is the name of an actor that's appeared in more than 20 movies. And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Michael Caine and Sly, Sylvester Stallone. Yo, Adrian! So what do you got for us for $2,800?
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen is not the right answer.
Oh, God. Cool talking to you. Thanks, man.
Sorry, man. I hate having to say no, but tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank, it's up to $3,000.